Hello, everybody. I hope you're all well and welcome to this podcast. This podcast is a back to basics podcast, okay? Because some of you may or may not have noticed that I have actually renamed for the first and very last time this podcast. And it was under my name, Leah Fitzgerald. And now this podcast is known as The Fertility Lounge. And I want this to be an area where you can come and listen to what I have to say with regards to fertility and optimizing fertility and signs and symptoms of fertility issues. And, you know, what is my body saying to me with regards to my fertility? I want this to be a place where you get information and where it's a safe place for you to just sit and listen to, you know, to the conversations going on. Over the next number of months, I will be having some other fertility practitioners coming on and having a chat and doing a podcast with them. And I'm putting the invite out to all of you. If any of you feel that you have something to offer, that you would really, really love to chat about your fertility experiences, you know, give some benefit from your, you know, from your own experiences, who else can benefit from it? Probably many, many women and couples listening to these. So please feel free, contact me at hello@fertilityhealthclinic.ie and we'll set it up. I would absolutely love to have some of you on here chatting about your experiences and what helped you and what didn't help you. I do a lot of market research with regards to the clients that come into my clinic. And a lot of the times when I'm asking them, you know, what took you so long to pick up the phone and make that call to come into me? You're on this fertility journey quite a while. And, you know, it's only now that you're seeking help with somebody whose job and role it is to aim to optimize your fertility, to optimize your chances of pregnancy. So why did it take so long to come in? And the general answer is that because they didn't know this form of therapy, this form of practice was available. So I'm going to, my aim is to get the word out there. So please share this podcast, talk about it, come on, talk to me, the whole lot, and let's get the ball rolling with regards to getting information out there that women don't know about. So this is the Back to Basics podcast, okay? And this podcast is going to talk a little bit about the fertility journey and what it might feel like. Okay, because I think for some of us, when we're at the beginning of that journey, we're very much, it's such an unknown area, it's such an unknown path. It's one that you probably, if you're at the beginning of your journey, it's a path you've never gone down before. You might have had friends or family who've gone down it, but unless you go down this path yourself, you really don't know what you're facing. And for those of you who don't know me, I have been on the fertility journey. Okay, so I know this journey inside out, back to front and upside down. And I often say that I've gone from practitioner, which is what I am, to patient, which is what I was, and back to practitioner again. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Leah Fitzgerald and I run a fertility health clinic. And I also teach practitioners and I run fertility courses. So my main aim is to promote the fertility health of women. And of course, it's men as well, because, you know, for a lot of you, there will be a male partner. But my main focus is women, because you are the ones who generally drive this journey. You're the ones who generally drive the journey into my door anyway. And of course, you know, that's absolutely vital that somebody has to begin this journey. So when I talk about clients, I talk about the female, even though I'm very aware, of course, of the males within the picture as well. So, you know, fertility could be very hidden. It can be a really hidden subject. You may have told somebody, you may not have told somebody. You might only be coming to terms with the fact that you have a fertility challenge, whatever that challenge is. Perhaps you've been trying to get pregnant for the last number of years. Perhaps you've been trying to get pregnant for the last number of months only. Perhaps you've had a child already and you're trying for a second and it doesn't seem to be happening, whatever the case may be. And that journey can be one of the loneliest journeys to go on. For some of you, you will reach out to friends, you will build a support circle around you. And I do a lot of talking about support circles and I show women how to build that support circle around themselves, because we do need a circle that will lift us up and that will buffer life for us as we're going through this fertility journey. So for some of you, you will be very, very open about it. For others, you won't be as open. I wasn't open. I wasn't open at all about it. In fact, I was still seeing clients going through a fertility journey. And somebody had to say to me, Leah, you need to tell these women that you are also on that journey, or that you have been on that journey. And it took me a long, long, long time to talk about it. And I'm not ashamed to say that here, you know. So many women were coming into me and they did not realize that I was going home injecting myself for my IVF meds as well. But anyway, that's another story. This is about you. So, you know, we might be smiling on the outside. We might look very happy on the outside. But inside, we might be saying, I'm not okay. You know, there is a lot going on with me. I don't feel okay. Please don't be asking me, are you planning on starting a family? Please don't be asking me these questions because I mightn't be able to answer them. And in order to process these questions and in order to process your reaction to me as somebody who hasn't, you know, who hasn't children yet or who has a big gap between the ages of my children, you asking me these questions can hurt a lot, you know. So I think, you know, the world is probably asking these questions because they love us and they're happy for us and they're dying for us to see the next stage of our life. But actually, when you're in that fertility moment and somebody is asking you a question about your fertility, it doesn't feel like love at all. You know, it didn't feel good for me anyway. And I know for most of my women, it doesn't feel good for them. So I'm not okay. And we are allowed to say that and we're allowed to feel that. And we're allowed to say to ourselves, okay, if I'm not okay, where do I go from here? You know, who do I reach out to? Who can help me? So I suppose I'm a nutritional therapist and I am a biomedical nutritionist. I'm a functional medicine practitioner and I'm also a fertility coach because I'm a neuro-linguistic programming practitioner. And so, you know, when I speak to clients, I always have to ask them, okay, what's new and good for you today? What can we celebrate day by day? What little things can we hone focus on in order to try and promote our feelings of well-being as we're going through this fertility journey? You know, how does it make you feel to have these little, these wonderful little celebrations that we can find in our day every day? You know, are you willing to optimize that? Are you willing to look at the good in your day every day? Or, you know, do you feel that you need to hone focus a little bit more on your deeper feelings with regards to your fertility? So it's a lot of it is about, you know, we're talking about you. How do you feel about things? What can you put in place to support yourself as you're going through your fertility journey? And how do you keep yourself on track with regards to your emotions? Because what I find is that a lot of the times that women are very, very focused on the emotional aspect of it, because it is such a real heavy, it can be a very heavy emotional thing to go through. So we need to say, right, okay, we are allowed to claim our emotions. We are allowed to own these emotions and let's build around them as well. Something else that we can focus on that is very positive, something else that we can focus on that will help give us a little lift, even if it is only a short lift, etc. So you know, allow yourself to say, I'm not okay. Okay, and I know that's a negative, that they are negative words, and sometimes people will say to you, no, you need to spin the positive. But let's be realistic. When you're going through fertility issues, there will be days that you will say, I'm not okay. And on those days, you need to have built around you some form of a toolbox that you can pull out of that toolbox, a resource that will help you during that day when you're feeling I'm not okay. For anybody who's gone through any of my fertility courses, which are now going online worldwide within the next 4 to 5 months, or for anybody who has come through one of my programs, you will know how we build that, toolbox around you. Okay, because you do need to be able to draw on resources and you do need to be able to buffer the outside world around yourself while you're going through fertility. So this podcast is called I'm Not Okay. And you could put after that, but dot, dot, dot. I'm not okay, but there are things that I can do today that will inspire me. There are things that I can do today that will make the day feel new and good. There are things that I can celebrate today. And one thing that you can celebrate is the fact that, you know, you're possibly looking at doing something to promote your fertility. Celebrate that. My goodness. Everything you can do to promote your fertility as you go through this challenge is going to benefit you. So let's celebrate that if that's what you're doing. You know, have you any goals in place for the next week, the next month? Is your goal perhaps reading a little bit more about your challenge. Is your goal picking up the phone and ringing a fertility clinic? Is your goal picking up the phone and ringing a functional medicine practitioner like myself, whose job it is to help you produce the very best, healthiest eggs and uterine lining so that we can at least buffer that side of the fertility journey for you? You know, what is your goal for this week with regards to your fertility? And what is your goal for this week with regards to things that you can celebrate and things that you can promote to optimize that feeling of wellness and goodness? So that is me. As I say, welcome to the Fertility Lounge. I'm delighted to have you here. And every week, my aim is to bring a new podcast every week to you. So keep tuned. For now, you will find me at www.fertilityhealthclinic.ie. But from the summer of 2021, from the late summer of 2021, you will find me at leahfitzgerald.com, L-I-A-D-H Fitzgerald.com. You'll find me on Facebook at Fertility Health. You'll find me on Instagram. Oh my goodness, what is my Instagram handle? I can't even remember. Google Leah Fitzgerald or look for Leah Fitzgerald at Instagram and you will find me. Isn't that terrible? But this is me, my authentic self. So if you need my help via phone, if you're ringing from Ireland, 087-792-7192. Outside Ireland, +353-87-792-7192. In the meantime, take very good care and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.